want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chicken gizzards. My friend Larry is often the one who takes my wife Janet and I to the airport when we leave our restaurant up in pretty Mount Dora and head home to Miami. One of our earliest times doing this, he needed a tank of gas. I jumped out of his truck to get some water for the cruise to the Orlando airport. When I got inside, I found the atmosphere one often does in these modern-day filling stations. Gas almost seems like an afterthought compared to the places of my youth. Of the many things they offered up were fried chicken gizzards. Larry smiled at me as I eyed the hot case. He didn't ask. He just ordered us up a pound with hot sauce to go. I put the tray between us on the truck's armrest, and soon the miles to the bigger town were marked by the simple enjoyment of this soulful, crunchy creation. Gizzards came up again in a visit to our restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. We met a very nice, energetic, pretty bartender while having a glass of wine at the lobby bar. Soon we were talking about food, as is so often the case with me when I meet people, no matter where they are from. As it turned out, she was, she said, half Colombian and half Scandinavian. I tried to imagine what their family meals were a mix of. She let me know that her Colombian mother did all the cooking. I asked her what she made, and she told me arepas, with the broadest smile. I needed to know more details. She said her mama made them with something she called gourds. I was lost. I asked her to describe them. She said, laughing, "I don't know, kind of weird, with a crunchy texture." I asked her if she could tell me the name of them in Spanish. She did. I asked her to write it out so I could be sure. She took the cocktail napkin I handed her and wrote the word out, M-O-L-L-E-J-A-S. I did a quick search, and a picture of chicken gizzards popped right up. I realized her mother's word gourds was simply missing the Z's. And then our Colombian-Scandinavian barmaid blew me away when she told me, "Sometimes Mama stuffs the fried gizzards into her arepas." Oh, yes, I would eat that. I love sharing gizzards with Larry, so much so that around the 10th time we shared them, I bit down on one, and damn, there must have been a stone or something in one of the gizzards. I learned that when I went to our dentist shortly after that my bottom right molar was hopelessly cracked and would have to be yanked. So I looked gizzards up to find out more about them. The gizzard, also referred to as the ventriculus, is an organ found in the digestive tract of some animals, including archosaurs, dinosaurs including birds, pterosaurs, crocodiles, and alligators, earthworms, some gastropods, some fish, and some crustaceans. This specialized stomach, constructed of thick muscular walls, is used for grinding up food, often aided by particles of stone. Aha! It didn't stop me from having them again with Larry on our next visit, though. One day, I'm going to make him arepas with Colombian-styled chicken gizzards. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Yeah, but I would not feel so